Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This Thursday is Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays. There are some who pause and reflect on the blessings that have come their way, and there are some who are eager to ask for more blessings. There are some who don't see the blessings that they already have in their life. And then there are some who don't even think about their blessings and just look forward to the Thanksgiving feast. The one that sacrificed the most to bring us this feast is the turkey. Millions of them dedicated their lives to making this a special day for many of us. Now, there are probably some of you listening who can't stand the idea of what a turkey goes through to make us happy. And I'm not going to go into those details here, but suffice it to say, I'm sure it wasn't a pleasant experience for them. Some in our community are also put aback by the thought of eating a real turkey. They have come up with substitutes. I saw one that was called faux turkey. I'm not really sure what it was other than a bunch of minced up veggies, some rice-looking stuff, and a binding agent. After schmoozing this blob for what seemed like an hour, they tried to shape it like a turkey. Either they weren't very artistic or this mess just didn't want to look like a turkey, but what resulted looked more like two legs and two wings coming out of a basketball. Probably tasted like one, too. My suggestion for those who don't want a real bird and would rather have a faux turkey or a tofurkey, you got to be careful how you say that on the radio, is just boil up the rice stuff and mince the veggies, throw in a little bit of stock and breadcrumbs and call it good. Forget the I have to create a turkey look-alike exercise. It won't look or taste like a turkey, but at least you've maintained some intellectual honesty. For those cooking a turkey for the first time, be careful what you see on the internet. One person said to thaw your frozen turkey in the fridge, with a 14-pounder taking 5 days to thaw. Really? What do I do if I'm thawing a 23-pounder? Start on the 4th of July? I did see someone tried to thaw a turkey by wrapping it in an electric blanket. Now that was brilliant. They said the turkey thawed in time and the bed didn't smell too bad after a couple of weeks. It almost sounds civilized. When you do get around to cooking it, don't do what a friend of mine says her father does. He waits till the thingy pops out, then proclaims, "Only one more hour to go." I asked if he was trying to make turkey jerky. She said it's always terrible and dry, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. She needs a blessing, like for someone to show up with lots of gravy. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.